Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, July 26th. Former President Trump returns to Washington, D.C. today to give a speech, first time in the nation's capital since he left office. His vice president, Mike Pence, was also here today, and as you know, those two don't agree on much these days. It's an interesting moment that Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, has chosen to make a return to the nation's capital. And here's the thing about this moment in time that Trump has chosen to make a return here. The House Select Committee investigating January 6th has just wrapped up its summer series of public hearings. And that series of hearings was organized around the principle that Donald Trump was responsible for the January 6th insurrection. And it then should surprise nobody that Donald Trump, keenly aware of the current environment surrounding his sort of political standing in this moment, has chosen the issue of law and order, an old standby for Donald Trump throughout his presidency and his campaigns, as the topic that his team sort of previewed would be the focus of his speech at the America First Summit, sort of a think tank of Trump allies. And we were told in advance by his spokesperson that he was going to focus on what he saw as the Democratic policy failures on public safety and crime.
Under the Democrat rule in Democrat-run cities, Democrat-run states, and a Democrat-run federal government, the criminals have been given free rein more than ever before.
And how this should be a major issue that Republicans run on and galvanize around in advance of the 2022 midterms.
This November, the people are going to vote to stop the destruction of our country. If we don't have safety, we don't have freedom, we don't have a country. America first must mean safety first. We have to have safety.
Certainly, crime is one of the issues Republicans up on Capitol Hill are focused on in terms of drawing a contrast with Democrats. Now, let's be clear. The other issues Republicans want to run on, of course, the economy, inflation, immigration. Listen to Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader who is poised to become the next Speaker of the House, should indeed Republicans win a majority this fall.
You know what we're going to do? Our number one bill is going to be about protecting the American people, making us energy independent, lowering the gas price, making your streets safe, securing your border, and holding Washington accountable. That will be a breath of fresh air.
What they don't want to run on is Donald Trump. This whole notion that Donald Trump has already basically decided he's going to run for president and all he's deciding, as he told New York Magazine, was sort of when to make this announcement. This has Republicans concerned. Best political environment in quite a while for them, given Biden's standing with the public and the economy and inflation. And they don't want to be distracted with questions about a Donald Trump 2024 candidacy every day. And so they would like to see that happen, if at all, after the midterm elections. So that's one cause of concern for Republicans with Trump back in the spotlight today. The other cause of concern is his relentless focus on the past, continuing to spread his lie about the 2020 election, that it was somehow rigged or stolen, when of course it was not. And there's not a shred of evidence that it was. And that also is a concern. At a different gathering in Washington, D.C. earlier in the day, Mike Pence, Donald Trump's former vice president, made the very case to a bunch of young Republicans.
Now, some people may choose to focus on the past, but elections are about the future. And I believe conservatives must focus on the future to win back America.
Now, Pence has to walk a very tricky line here. He has a clear break with Donald Trump. They haven't talked since the early days of 2021. And that break totally centers on the January 6th issue that Mike Pence upheld the Constitution, fulfilled his duty, refused to go along with the conspiracy theories that he somehow could halt the counting of the electoral votes and halt Biden's election, which Trump and his cadre of sort of conspiracy theorists around him were begging Pence to do. But he also is aware of where the Republican base is and where Republican voters are as it relates to the belief that the election was not fair, Donald Trump's lie about the election has successfully seeped into the belief system of Republican voters that Mike Pence will need if he wants to run for president in 2024. So he tries not to highlight the break with Donald Trump. He actually, today when asked, said they agree on policies. Listen to how he put it again at this Conference of Young Republicans today in D.C.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future, and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
But Pence knows if he is to have success in a Republican nomination race against Donald Trump and others that will be running for president, it is going to be because he carves out a space and finds market share in a part of the party that has not subscribed to Trump's lie about the election. He just needs to do it in a way that doesn't offend the large swath of the party that still supports Donald Trump. That's a very tricky road for him. And just to give you a sense of how tricky that road is, CNN has a brand new poll out today, conducted by SSRS, that asks people, all in the aftermath of the January 6th hearings that wrapped last Thursday night, whether Vice President Mike Pence or President Trump did more to act in the best interest of the country on the 6th of January, 2021. Now, overall, America sides with Mike Pence. 67%, two-thirds, say Pence had the nation's interests more at heart. But when you look at Republicans specifically on this question, they split more evenly, and in fact, Trump wins a slim majority, 52% of Republicans who say he did more to protect the country's interests on January 6th. 46% say the same of Pence. And there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Donald Trump has really taken on water, if there's been some diminishment of his standing with Republicans in light of everything we've learned from the January 6th hearings. We asked Republicans whether or not they'd like to see Donald Trump or a different candidate be the party's nominee in 2024. Now, in this poll, 55%, a slim majority, say they want a candidate other than Donald Trump. Back in January, February, when we asked this question, it was 49% of Republicans who said they preferred someone other than Trump. So now it's moved into majority territory. But I remind everyone again listening, that means there's a huge swath that would like to see Trump as the nominee. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.